The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
That's START to 350-350.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, hello there, folks. Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we have a chance to get together, talk about things going on. This is no exception today. And some things are going on. As a matter of fact, on Saturday upcoming, June 15th, another Losing to Live 5K run is going to be held at Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. Joining me right now to tell us more about it, give you his own personal invitation, Senior Pastor Steve Reynolds, author of the best-selling book, Bod for God, creator of the Losing to Live Weight Loss Program. It's a program that's been featured in numerous media outlets locally and all across the country. And for years, it has been helping people lose literally tons of weight. Those are his own words, and I know they are highly credible. Steve, always good to talk with you. Welcome.
Good to be with you, Don. We're real excited about our podcast and what we're talking about today.
I'm sorry, what was that you just said?
I said we're excited about talking about the 5K today.
Your cell phone really is not giving us a very good signal. Let me have Julie check you. See if we can get a better line. Again, it's while she's cleaning that up, or trying to, Losing to Live, Saturday, June 15th at 9 a.m., Capital Baptist Church on Gallows Road in Annandale, Virginia. And you can get all the information at their website, capitalbaptist.org. Again, that's capitalbaptist.org. And if you want to register, you can call 703-560-8677. 703-560-8677. Steve, let's try again.
Okay, is this any better?
A little bit. So tell us some of the highlights of this year's event.
Okay, yeah. So the Legal Conference is this Saturday, June 15th. It starts at 9 a.m. And we're going to encourage people to come in with 5K at 3.1 miles. And we have a beautiful, beautiful course from our church there, a beautiful neighborhood. It's just so pretty, with flowers and trees and streams and parks and all kinds of stuff. And it's just a great time to come out and celebrate fitness. And on top of that, we're going to have a great meal, a special healthy brunch. And every participant gets a first-class T-shirt. And all of that's available for only $20. And people can sign up at capitalbaptist.org, that's capitalbaptist.org, or then call 703-560-3677, 703-560-3677.
And it's a program, as I said at the outset, that really does work. Literally, I'm not exaggerating, am I, when I say tons of weight have been lost?
Over 16 tons of weight, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, your theme on that could be Tennessee Ernie's 16 tons, huh?
I'll keep that in mind. But we really want to encourage that this is a really fun time. And we have a family program. We have a 1K for the children. And then a special speaker is going to talk to them about self-image, about healthy eating. And so bring the family. Just come on out and have a great time.
All right, my friend. We'll give the phone number again and the website. Thank you. Good to talk with you, Steve. Again, capitalbaptist.org is the website, capitalbaptist.org. If you want to register, get more information. If you want to talk to somebody about it first, 703-560-8677. Again, that's 703-560-8677. And again, it's Losing to Live 5K, Saturday, June 15th, 9 a.m. at Capital Baptist Church on Gallows Road in Annandale, Virginia. And an amazing package for a very, very minimal fee. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with a longtime friend. We haven't spoken to him in a while, but we've done a lot of work with him in the past and his organization. Dr. John Eibner is CEO and chairman of the board of CSI, Christian Solidarity International. And he is going to join me because we're going to be talking about the violence that is on the increase, exponential increase in Nigeria, and the assaults on Christians that seem to go unanswered, if you will. And certainly his concern and mine as well has been and is that the West itself, the U.S. and other Western nations, seem to be oblivious to what's occurring. Now, I know that's not true of every person here in the U.S. or every governmental official. We've talked about those who efforts are being made to engage on the crisis. But CSI is launching. The point is, CSI is launching a website that's dedicated to just this issue in Nigeria. So Dr. John Eibner is going to join me in just a few minutes as we talk about that. Also want to remind you that, of course, we are in the front end of an exciting campaign with ALM, American Leprosy Missions. And you have been responding beautifully. I'll give you an update a little later on where we are at this point in the campaign. But you have been giving generously. The increment, if you will, is $30, cures one child of the horrible and dreaded disfiguring disease of leprosy. And there are some 16 nations of the world where this scourge is still very active. And ALM is working in 8 of those nations, and it's saving the lives of children in the process. But it's because of what you've been doing. And we'll give you, as I say, an update on that, tell you how many children you've already provided for, and also how many we have to go. But again, it's very simple. $30, a one-time gift of $30 to ALM, will cure a child of leprosy. And the toll-free number, by the way, is 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980. And yes, if you just go to WAVA.com, you'll see the ALM banner. You can click on that as well. We'll come back to that later. But coming up, we're going to talk about the crisis in Nigeria with Dr. John Eibner of CSI, Christian Solidarity International, and CSIUSA.org.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents The Biblical Stage Adventure, returning to Lancaster.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker,
a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
Seen by nearly 1 million people in its debut year, the original stage production is returning for one last encore season. Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. More information is available at sight-sound.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
Do you need to sell your house yesterday? Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
The advice that she gives, if you listen to it, you do what she says, you'll sell your house in a hurry. Christy would get the house sold, and that's really what we were after. Our house sold in 3 days. We listed and ended up with $9,000 more than we were asking for the house. We were delighted with that. Everything was handled just in an incredible professional way.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hi, I'm Norm with A-Action. And if you've ever called A-Action Home Services, you should recognize my voice. I've been with A-Action for 12 years, and now that I am the service manager, I can personally guarantee the highest quality of care from our entire staff, from our technicians to our team of client care representatives. So give us a call today at 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900.
A-Action Home Services.
Problem solved.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. We've mentioned often on this program the sufferings of Christians all over the world, and in particular, we've frequently focused on Nigeria. And as I know, many of you are regular listeners, and you track these things here on the show and in other sources as well. We know that Nigeria right now is currently really right in the middle of an incredible and growing religious conflict. And one of the problems, it seems, among many is that not only does its local government fail to deal with the issue effectively, but there's little interest, for the most part, here in the West. Joining us right now talking about this and something that actually is being done to raise awareness is our good friend, Dr. John Eisner. Now, Dr. Eisner is CEO and chairman of the board of Christian Solidarity International, CSI. It's an international Christian human rights organization that many of you already know about because we've partnered together, you and all of us here at WAVA with CSI in past years, as we've helped rescue Christians and liberate them and bring them down to southern Sudan over the years. And so you are acquainted with that name itself. But Dr. Eisner, it's an honor to welcome you once again to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you, Don. Thanks so much for having me.
Would you first tell us from your own assessment, and I know it's considerable and extensive, yours and your organization's, what is the real situation in Nigeria today? How can you describe it to us?
Well, it's a state. It's the largest state in Africa population-wise, and it is on the verge of becoming a failed state and descending into chaos, and one of the major reasons why it is on the brink of becoming a failed state is because of a massive process of Islamization, Islamic terror. There are various terror groups. Boko Haram is the most famous, the best known in the West, but it's certainly not the only one. And there are nonviolent Islamist movements that are pushing forward with the Islamic agenda, and it's tipping the balance. Nigeria has been based on a balance between roughly half of a Christian population and the other half Muslim, and the political situation has been based on this balance, and it's in danger of collapsing because of this this Islamist violence that is spreading the borders of Islam farther and farther from the north into the southern part of the country.
What is your own assessment, if you care to make one, of the previous even and current government in Nigeria being either unable or unwilling or whatever it is to deal with this effectively? Because I know firsthand in some cases that I've talked with that's a complaint of many Nigerians themselves, is that their own government is not protecting them.
Yeah, so they've had several governments, or actually many governments since independence. Some have pushed this Islamic agenda. Others have not actively pushed it, but have been incapable of stopping it. The main forces, it seems, are those in the military and intelligence agencies. They are connected with Saudi Arabia and international Islamist organizations, and they are pushing an agenda. And the current president comes from that tradition. He's a former military dictator who's now been elected, and he is somebody who has a strong record of calling for the implementation of Sharia law, which, of course, already has been implemented in 12 states. But he comes from a political tradition of pushing forward the bounds of Islam, and that appears to be what he and his most intimate colleagues in government are doing today.
Now, it's bigger, I know, than the Fulani militants, the herdsmen versus the farmers, which primarily are of the Christian community. But there are those, even at that, the world stage, who've tried to pass this off as not being a religious conflict so much as a racial conflict, a tribal conflict, but also, and more importantly, perhaps, a land conflict over farming land versus and grazing land. What is your thought of that?
Well, what I see is that most people in government and in the international community are in a position of denial about the religious component of this. One can't say it is simply one thing or another. It's a combination of things. Jihad, for example, is not simply a matter of religious belief. It's also a matter of greed, gaining territory. There's politics, there's greed behind it, claiming land that doesn't belong to yours. So this kind of conflict that you have in Nigeria has all of these dimensions to it, and it comes under a heading of Islamic Jihad. Boko Haram, as I say, the best known, is very explicit in its calls for jihad. It says what it is. It doesn't try to disguise it. The Fulani herdsmen, their militias, you've just mentioned them, they tend to disguise the religious component somewhat. But when they go on their raids, when they burn villages, when they massacre people, the survivors tell us that they're calling Allahu Akbar and the kinds of slogans that are associated with jihad. They're exclusively Muslim, and they're pushing forward the bounds of Islam in Nigeria, and the non-Muslims are getting extremely worried that they will no longer be able to defend themselves and defend their interests.
Now, I know a good part of the reason we're talking together today is because CSI has established a website. I'll get to that in a moment or two. But while I had this chance to sort of hear your expertise on this as you and your organization track these things and you have the pulse on some of these situations as few others may, what do you see the U.S. government doing or what should it be doing, could it be doing that you would like to see us as a part of the West speak to this and not just ignore it or become preoccupied with other things?
Yeah, I don't see the U.S. government really doing very much on this. I know that the situation is known at the highest levels of government. It's not as if people don't know. But the United States government has other interests in the region, and what they seem to be doing is depending upon our principal ally in the Islamic world, Saudi Arabia, to manage the situation. Saudi Arabia is our number one ally. There's a kind of understanding that we have with it, that it should be the principal Islamic power. And we try to work through this actually fundamentally anti-Christian, anti-democratic monarchy, which doesn't allow churches to be built and is actually responsible for spreading radical Islam around the world, to be the principal party that deals with this situation. And the idea is that Saudi Arabia and its allies around the world are not supposed to attack United States interests, and we try to get them to attack the Islamic State and Iran and others that are designated as enemies, but we give them free rein to behave locally as they wish. That is the sad political reality behind the story. So it will be a really tall order for us to get the United States government to try to turn the screws on Saudi Arabia, to cut the funding that goes to these militant jihad groups or to those that are not fighting violent jihad, but pushing the Islamist agenda, calls for the implementation of Sharia law. And there are many ways in which Islamism is spread and pushed, and it's not always, strictly speaking, through violence, terrorism. The two usually go hand in hand.
That's an important point. Talk just for a moment about the call that has been on the table, so to speak, for a special envoy to Nigeria by the State Department. Is there any hope that will occur?
Yeah, of course there is hope. I don't know really. I don't entirely understand why such an appointment has been made, because just the appointment of a special envoy doesn't necessarily do anything. It depends upon what the agenda of the envoy is. So it would be great if there were a special envoy, but it could be counterproductive. We want to have a special envoy that addresses the root causes of this problem, that is willing to put the spotlight on the networks, international networks, that are behind this upsurge of Islamic violence and political Islam in, of course, not only Nigeria, but it's the whole of West Africa, sub-Saharan West Africa. This knows no borders. Nigeria, the focus is on Nigeria because it is the largest country, but it's not technically something that is only bound to Nigeria. These terror groups, Boko Haram, the Fulanis, they operate across borders, and you have similar occurrences in neighboring states. This is something international. It's not a problem that has been has come to life only in Nigeria and remains confined to that country.
Well, on this last point, Nigeria Report. This is a new website that CSI has launched. Tell us about that, what your purpose is for it, how folks can benefit from it.
Well, we want to have a place to go where anybody who is interested in sectarian violence in Nigeria can go there and get basic information, the latest news, can get commentaries from people, especially good-thinking people in Nigeria, articulate people who can express clearly what's going on and how to address the situation. And as I said, we want it to be a current place, an easy one stop. And actually, one of the inspirations for it was having gone to another dedicated website about Nigeria by the Council on Foreign Relations, one of the well-established old think tanks. Goes back, I think, to the 1940s, the immediate post-war years. Special website on Nigeria, and virtually nothing on sectarian violence. They're in denial. This website, or the Council on Foreign Relations, is, of course, made up mainly of senior people from the American foreign policy establishment, Republicans and Democrats. And that seems to be the line that is taken. It focuses almost exclusively on Boko Haram, which attacks Western interests in the government, but really doesn't deal very much with the broader issue of jihad and the Islamization process in Nigeria.
So the website is nigeriareport.org?
That's right, nigeria-report.org.
Excellent. John, an honor to talk with you. I'm sorry we don't do it more often, but I know you're a very busy man, and we thank you for the work you and CSI are doing. We're so honored to be a part of it.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Don. Really great to be reconnected with you.
Well, we'll try to do it more frequently. Thank you.
Right. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Dr. John Eibner, CEO, Chairman of the Board of Christian Solidarity International, and you can find their work at their website, CSI-USA.org, and also that new website, Nigeria-Report.org.
This is the Entertainment Answer. How does Eric Stone Street say his character Duke has evolved in The Secret Life of Pets 2?
Duke's more comfortable now because he knows he has a home, and I wouldn't say Duke is smarter, but I think Duke runs that perfect line of, is he smart or not smart? Because you can just kind of judge him and think like, well, he's kind of aloof, but then he says some pretty smart things every once in a while, and you're like, wait, hold on, which one is he?
The Secret Life of Pets 2, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live weight loss competition, which has resulted in tons of weight loss. Now get ready and be part of the annual Losing to Live 5K Walk Run, which will take place in beautiful Annandale, Virginia. Join me for this experience of fun, fellowship, fitness, and finishing the race. While you participate in the race, your children will really enjoy a special program called the Team Challenge, where they will learn how to have a healthy lifestyle. After the race, you'll enjoy a delicious brunch. The top three men and the top three women overall and 10 year age groups will receive awards. In addition, every participant will receive their official t-shirt. Sign up today at capitalbaptist.org. That's capitalbaptist.org. Or call 703-560-3109. That's 703-560-3109.
The next walk run is Saturday, June 15th. Sign up now at capitalbaptist.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Tara was a seventh grader in Pakistan when she secretly enrolled in a Bible correspondence course. Her strict Muslim family did not want her learning about Jesus, but she was determined to find the truth. One day, her parents caught her reading Christian books in her room. They beat her so severely that she lay in a coma for more than a week. Tara awoke in a pool of blood to a heavenly voice saying, "I am with you. I am your father." Tara was able to escape. Today she lives in a safe house in another country. Like Tara, we can trust that God is with us and he will help us endure whatever trials we face for his sake.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. Raise awareness for the Day of the Martyr on June 29th. Request resources at vomradio.net/Day of the Martyr.
This report is sponsored by Walgreens. Capital Beltway already experiencing congestion on the inner loop between Wisconsin Avenue as you're approaching New Hampshire Avenue. Outer loop also a bit of a slow go with delays in Alexandria between the Eisenhower Avenue connector and the Wilson Bridge. You'll also be watching brake lights a bit as you're making your way on the outer loop, where delays continue with a bit of congestion in Bethesda between 270 Spur as you're approaching Cabin John Parkway.
This week at Walgreens, all 12-pack soft drinks are 3 for $9.99 with card. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Considerable cloudiness and humid tonight. A couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm. Low 63. Tomorrow, breezy and less humid. Clouds giving way to sunshine. High 81. Mostly clear and comfortable tomorrow night. Low 56 outside the Beltway. 62 in the district. Wednesday, some sun followed by clouds. High 78. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Thursday, high 81. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Arts.
Hey, folks, want to give you a quick update on where we are in our campaign with American Leprosy Missions. Now, we have a good goal to go, and that's a $30,000 goal. That's enough for 1,000 children to receive life-saving treatment with your gifts of $30 per child. You've already taken care of 235 of those kids. So really, we are making excellent progress. What's that? 665 more children to go. That's all. And it's because of what you're doing with your generosity. I can't think of a better project than saving the lives of children in their earliest stages, as you've heard Scott Wilder telling us when he was here. And you're going to hear more about it this hour and next. These children, if we can catch it early enough, they will never suffer the shame and the disfiguration that their parents and the adult world has to deal with. So stay with us. I hope that you'll give if you haven't. And if you have, thank you for what you've done so far.
The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Missions.
They're pulled away from everything that makes them human and dignified.
In many cases, the health workers are unable to be able to help them. If we don't help them, no one else would help them.
And it's preventable. All this is preventable.
Today, you can cure a child of leprosy. We have a goal this half hour of $1,500. That's all. $1,500 is 50 kids cured of leprosy. 50 kids cured of leprosy in this half hour. Now, if you're just joining us, I haven't heard about it before. Number one, leprosy exists. Number two, leprosy is curable. Number three, leprosy's cure is affordable. And so now you know. And so the question is, what will you do with that information? $90 cures 3 kids of leprosy. $300 cures 10 kids of leprosy. $600 cures 20 kids of leprosy. If you were so inclined and wanted to say, I'll do all 50 kids. I want to do 50 kids cured of leprosy. It's $1,500. If you want to do a $3,000 one-time gift, you would cure 100 kids of leprosy in an instant. Bringing families back together, taking away the shaming and the shunning that takes place in other parts of the world. Restoring dignity, which is really what Christ did. Restoring the dignity to people, the dignity that they deserve, that God created them to have and experience. You can restore that today. Making sure children are introduced once again to a land of hugs. Imagine being in a land without hugs, a land without touch. I have a son that's serving in the military, and actually this weekend we are flying out to see him in Coronado, in San Diego. And we are a hugging family. I have twin boys and are now twin men. And I promise you, when those two boys get together with each other and when we get to see our son for the first time in a long time, there will be many hugs. Imagine a world without hugs. Imagine a world without touch, where a mom would say, I'd rather be dead. I would rather be dead than to have leprosy. Today, you can cure leprosy in a mom, in a dad, in a child, in a grandma, and a grandpa. Just say you'll do this for 10 kids for $300, 20 kids for $600, or maybe one for $30, a brother and sister for $60, a family of five kids would be $150. The way this works is you do a little bit, I do a little bit, she does a little bit, they do a little bit, and all of a sudden it becomes a lot. You know, where none of us could say we're doing it all. It's not about how much any one person gives. It's about how many. It's about how many of us will say, I want to be a part of it today. So call right now. You're delivering the gospel of Jesus Christ in addition to restoring dignity to people and the cure for leprosy. When you call, toll-free, 800-979-1980. We only have 22 minutes left in this half hour, and we have a goal of curing leprosy in 50 kids. Call right now, toll-free, 800-979-1980.
And you know, the premise of all Christian ministry is what our Lord said that I quoted earlier from Matthew chapter 10. Freely you have received, mm-hmm. therefore freely give. Mm-hmm. And Paul said it in another way. He said, what do you have that wasn't given to you? Mm-hmm. And if it was given to you, then why do you act as though it's your own? Mm-hmm. And that's really, folks, I don't care what the ministry is, whether it's preaching, teaching, evangelizing, healing the sick, whatever ministry God has set in front of you. And there is no, in my view, no, there's no dichotomy. There's no sacred versus secular ministry. I've often said, if you're a plumber or a bricklayer, be the best you can for Jesus Christ. Because Paul said that. He said, whatever we do, we're to do is unto the Lord. And we're doing it out of the gifting that he's already given us, the resource he's already provided. So Jesus said, the basis on which you minister, whether it's healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, casting out demons, whatever it is, the basis, the premise on which you do it is you've been given resource with which to do it, and you've been given it generously and freely. And as Scott said a moment ago, imagine a world without hugs. Mm. Imagine not being allowed, not being able to hug your loved one, your child, your grandchild, your husband, your wife, whatever, because of a deadly disease, which leprosy, of course, is highly contagious and yet very curable. And that's the other thing I think, Scott, that would help folks understand. This is such a simple thing to make a radical once-in-a-lifetime difference in doing.
What makes it difficult is proximity. You know, what makes it difficult is access. You know, in the United States, everybody is, there's some weird statistic that everyone in the United States, or 98% of the people that live in the United States, are within like 5 miles of a Walgreens. It's some crazy thing like that. So we all have access to health care. We may argue about whether it's paid for enough by somebody else or whatever, but we certainly have access to it. And that's not the case in other parts of the world. You know, we're talking about parts of the world that don't have electricity. We're talking about parts of the world where some people can be born and live and die and never get outside a mile of their village and never get into a car, never have a scooter, never travel anywhere because there is no transport. And so we're talking about American Leprosy Missions getting into these places and delivering the cure. So the reason why it's not a problem in the United States is where there is the rarest case of leprosy in the United States, we have access to the medication. So you could have a very curable, for example, we know that children around the world die of diarrhea every day. I mean, by the thousands. You say, well, diarrhea, that's easy to fix. Well, it's easy to fix if you have access. See, but when you're so far removed from what we would call civilized world, then you don't even have access to this stuff. So that's really what is great about American Leprosy Missions, delivering the cure, delivering the care, restoring dignity, bringing families back together. We have a goal this half hour of 50 kids. How many, during this break, how many kids will you cure of leprosy? 10? $300? 20? $600 more? 800-979-1980. 50 kids this half hour. How many will you cure? 800-979-1980.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, stocks finished off their best levels of the day, but still opened the week with gains. The Dow up around 78 points, the S&P up 13, the NASDAQ up 81. Stocks climbed today as tensions with Mexico eased a bit. President Trump tweeted late Friday that the 5% tariff he threatened to put on Mexican imports had been indefinitely suspended, as both sides appear to have reached a deal to curb migration through Mexico. Trump warned this morning, though, that the tariffs could be reinstated if the Mexican parliament doesn't approve the deal. In a CNBC interview, the president also discussed the ongoing trade tensions with China, saying that the U.S. would impose more tariffs on Chinese goods if Chinese President Xi Jinping doesn't attend a planned meeting at the G20 summit later this month. On the M&A front today, Salesforce.com announced that it's acquiring analytics platform Tableau Software in a $15.7 billion all-stock transaction. And in the oil markets, July WTI crude fell 73 cents to settle at $53.26 a barrel. And that's your money now.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
To stay connected and receive exclusive offers from WAVA, join our fan club sponsored by Museum of the Bible. Experience the impact of the world's most published book. Sign up for the fan club today at WAVA.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's C-L-A-I-M to 88988.
Most people don't know there's leprosy. They think it's an ancient disease that's stuck on the pages of the Bible. But the reality is that hundreds of thousands of people around the world get leprosy every year. Millions of people around the world are disabled some way for the rest of their lives because of this disease.
That's Bill Simmons. He's the president of American Leprosy Missions. Isn't it something that this is completely curable? I mean, there is no good reason why anybody should have to suffer with leprosy anymore. The thing that's in all of our minds is, hey, I thought that was eradicated. No, it's not eradicated. And fortunately, we're now in people to person trials, or human trial is going on with a cure, not a cure, there is a cure, with a vaccine. We're in the middle of the clinical trials with people, but it's not there yet. So we still have a burden to make sure that we do what Jesus did. We don't, you know, those little bracelets we used to wear, the WWJD, we don't have to wonder what would Jesus do. We say, what did Jesus do? What did he do? When the man with leprosy came to Christ and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing? He said, yes, I am willing. So we don't have to wonder what would he do. There's no guesswork here. This is, we know it. We know what he would do because we know what he did do. And today you can do that too. Make love a verb today. It has to be something we do. They have to see our good works or good deeds and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. So today, this is a great opportunity. The world is not going to do this. It's an inside job. It's ours to do. If we don't do it, it's not going to be done. We have 12 minutes left, and we still want to cure 50 kids of leprosy. That is $1,500 total. Now, maybe that's not you, and I understand it's not me, but maybe it is you. Maybe you could say, you know what? I could do that. I'll cure 50 kids of leprosy, or I'll cure 25 kids of leprosy. I could do, a $1,000 gift or a $500 gift or maybe a $300 gift to cure 10 kids of leprosy. Or maybe it's 90 or 60. It doesn't matter. It's not about how much. It's about how many. About how many of us will say, I want to be a part of it today. So this half hour, we are going to cure 50 kids of leprosy, but only if we can hear from you at this number, 800-979-1980, or online at WAVA.com.
I've often said there's plenty of room for empathy and entering into the feelings of other people's sufferings. And certainly if we see, as some of us have, the pictures at least of the devastation that leprosy does to a body. I've seen some pictures of it. I have not seen persons in person where I've traveled. You have.
I have.
But it's one thing to feel badly. That's legitimate. Christ wept at the sufferings of the world. He wept over Jerusalem. He wept at Lazarus' tomb. He was into his emotions, we'd say. He emoted. Mm-hmm. But then he didn't stop with the emotions. And I think there's the temptation. Well, I feel badly about it. Mm-hmm. Let's transfer that or translate that feeling into action, because that's the intent. Is that, you know, feelings not going to cure anybody.
You know, I think about that a lot. I think about, you know, people care. I know people care. But I think it's fair to say of ourselves, not me to say it of you or you to say it of me, but for us to say, you know what? The care is sort of measured by the do. I mean, the do is the evidence of the care.
That's right.
We live in a world where, it's easy to be a Facebook friend. It's harder to be a real friend. And today we're asking you not just to be a Facebook friend, but be a real friend. And don't just care, but do. You know, don't. I feel bad about that. Well, then what will you do about that today? I mean, it's easy to do. We made it easy. You don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to get the yellow fever shot, which I know Don will attest that it's really one of the most painful
almost
shots.
Almost didn't get into the country once because that was
right.
2 months expired.
Expired. It is one of the most painful shots I've ever had in my life. So, you know, you don't do that. You don't sleep under a net to keep you from getting malaria. You don't have to do any. You have to travel for 30 hours to get into deep inside a country. You just have to say, I want to be a participant. I don't want to just have the jersey. I don't want to just be on the team or on the bench. I want to be in the game. And this is a way to do that today. And just by calling this number, we still this half hour want to cure leprosy in 50 kids. We need your call right now at 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980.
How about $30 a month for 12 months? That's 12 children you have provided for. Or say $60 a month for 12 months. That's 24 kids you're going to provide the cure for. And you do the math, whatever it works for you, that's all we would presume to ask. Just do something. Feel badly? Yes. Be concerned? Absolutely. But then let's translate it into I like what you said. Measure the care by the do. 800-979-1980. Online at WAVA.com. Do it right now.
You may have heard me talking a few weeks ago about my experience seeing an amazing new production about an old story, an old song, Amazing Grace. But the story behind the song, you've probably not heard. I thought I knew the story, but trust me, I only knew a fraction of the story. This play envelop so many emotions and dynamic relationships and broken hearts and true love that wins.
Delilah. Amazing Grace, the Broadway musical that Delilah calls amazing. You will never hear the song Amazing Grace the same again. Amazing Grace, through August 18th at the Museum of the Bible's Pure Flix Theater in Washington, D.C. For tickets and performance schedule, visit AmazingGraceMusical.com.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980.
Or give online at WAVA.com. Keyword heal.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
$30 does it. It literally cures a child of leprosy once and for all. It's not $30 a year. They have to have the treatment every year. No, it's a one-time treatment. $30. That's all it takes to turn that child's life around and spare that boy or girl of a lifetime of disfigurement and rejection and isolation and all the rest of it. And as Scott said in an earlier hour, yes, they do treat adults as well. Of course they do. And they will continue to do that. And you can, if you want to give for an adult, that certainly is where the money can go as well. Men and women who need the treatment as well. But in this last moment, explain why we focus on the children.
We focus on children because if we can catch it early enough, they will never show signs they had it. In the case of, if you go to WAVA.com and take a look at the little girl's face there on the graphic, on the little thing you're going to click on to cure a child of leprosy. You'll see maybe her patchiness or blotchiness in her skin. That will go back to normal. And she has not lost any fingers or toes. She hasn't lost any limbs. She's not blind. None of those things had happened. And so she will never show signs she ever had leprosy. She can go on with a normal life. And so that's why we talk about children. But certainly every single person that we find that has leprosy, we cure. And you do that today through American Leprosy Missions. And we deliver the saving message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's not just a good thing, it's a godly thing. When you call 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, still 47 kids left to cure in the next couple of minutes. So call right now.
800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. And again, just go to WAVA.com. Check that picture out of that little girl. Click on the banner. Make your gift of any amount there. $30 cures one child, $60 cures two, $90 cures three, and so forth. Take that $30, multiply it as generously as you're able, and make the call or go online. Would you thank you for what you're doing? Thank you for what we're all doing together by the grace of God and to the honor of our Lord Jesus.
Need a plumber? Need drain cleaning? Toilets not working? Call A-Action for Plumbing. Our plumbing team is awesome and clean. Call 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.